Hello, my name is Ray Jefferson, and you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU-FM. This program is a partnership between KWBU and Creative Waco, where we sit down with creative visionaries leading the growth and development of Waco's cultural identity. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications at a nonprofit called Creative Waco. We're the city's local arts agency, which means that we use strategy, funding, and relationship building to develop the arts and cultural sector in our region. On today's episode, you'll hear a recently added segment called David and Art with David Smith. We'll also chat with Ashley Brooks, who is the co-founder of an open mic event called Good Vibes that takes place here in Waco. She and her partner and her husband, Blake, are gearing up for another Good Vibes show in July, so she's here to share more about what they have planned. We typically begin each program with a word from Creative Waco's Executive Director, Fiona Bond. Today, however, I am excited to welcome a couple of ladies who are working with a new program from Creative Waco called Artprenticeship. Fiona mentioned during our last episode that this new creative internship program is something that we're planning with Prosper Waco and Waco ISD. We have a group of 10 interns who are high school students in the Waco ISD area who are working with four professional artists that will be mentoring those students on how to basically take a creative project from concept to completion. And they're doing that by planning a mural in downtown Waco. They'll be working this summer to get that painted. And we're really excited about this beautiful project that'll come to a close about the beginning of August. So today I'm here with Stephanie Wheat Johnson, who's the project manager of Artprenticeship, and Nadia Bennett, who is one of our apprentices in this year's program. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you for having me.
I am really excited, of course, about the things that we're working on with this project. Stephanie, the apprentices have been working for several weeks so far. How are things going?
Oh, man, they're going fantastic. We couldn't be more delighted to have 10 really brilliant young people on this crew joining four professional artists who have been so generous with their gifts. So the first couple of weeks we've had have been orientation for us.
Sure.
And in that process, the kids are gelling with each other. They're getting to know each other, and they're learning how to collaborate, which we feel like is like the basis of this program.
Definitely.
Creative work, especially sometimes when we think about visual artists, we think about like this loner, this sort of sole artist, but often in the creative world, in the practical pen to paper world, you really do have to learn how to interact with people from all sorts of walks of life.
Definitely.
So it's been really cool to see them wrap their minds around some of that.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things in watching you guys work with the students has just been seeing, like you said, all the collaboration that takes place and the fact that whenever you're working on a project like this, it's going to be out in the community. It's not just about what the artist wants or even just what the client wants, but you also have to consider the community that you're going into and where you're putting this art, what kind of story you want to tell, and just making sure that you're being very considerate of all of the people who are going to be stakeholders in this project. So can you kind of just give us a rundown of like the logistics of the program? Mm-hmm. Where will they be working? Where's the mural going to be? How long will the program be last, all that sort of stuff?
So the mural wall for this pilot program is located on South University Parks Drive, and it's a fantastic location. We've been generously donated the wall from the Turner Berenger Group.
Sure.
What I love about it is that it's like a gateway. You're walking through, driving through, and it catches your eye. Our breakdown of the actual program is we started on, I think it was, June 4th. And the length of the program, it runs through August 3rd. This next week will be when we start getting paint on the walls.
Sure.
June 25th. The kids arrive on site. They work from 8 to 11 every day. Right now they've been getting down technique, and soon all of that is going to be very easily spotted. And we're hoping we'll draw some great attention.
Yeah, I know this morning during the session that we had with the students, one of our artists was talking about the fact, she has a lot of experience with painting murals, and she was talking about the fact that whenever you have a mural project that's going, it's always really fun for the community to kind of, be like, oh, is it done yet? Because, a lot of times whenever you're working on murals, you think it's finished and it's not. So I think it'll be really neat to see that unfold.
Yeah, there's layer upon layer, and it's kind of an educational process.
great. Awesome. I would love to jump to Nadia, who's also here with us. She's one of the apprentices in the program this year. Nadia, can you tell us why you applied for the art apprenticeship program?
I just feel like being a part of something that's so productive for your community is something that all teenagers should want to be a part of, especially at this age, whenever we're 17 and we're about to jumpstart into our college life and then our careers and things like that. You really want to know what you're interested in. And being in this internship program really helps, like, not only with art, but just in general, find what you like to do, how you can serve your community, things like that.
Sure. So can you tell me, you know, kind of how you feel that this program will help you with your future goals?
I feel like in the long run, everything that I'm learning from this program so far is going to help set up and open doors for me. So I'll already have the information I need to know to have a successful future. You know what I'm saying? It's just a good program to be in, for everyone to learn from, and just to have positive feedback from.
Yeah, awesome. That's so exciting. What kinds of things have you guys been able to work on so far?
Well, other than this mural project that we've been working on, that's beautiful, by the way, and it's going to be very exciting to do.
Yeah.
We've just been working on our networking and things like that, how to communicate with other artists and how to learn and get positive feedback. Just a lot of life lessons that we're learning so far.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, I had a chance to sit in this morning with the students as they were pitching the idea to the artist client, and you did a really good job.
Thank you.
You know, doing your portion of the presentation. It was really fun watching you guys do that. Stephanie and Nadia, thank you so much for being here today. Good luck with the mural. I know we're all going to be very excited to see how that turns out.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you so much.
Now it's time for our regular segment called David and Art with David Smith.
There are some towns whose motto seems to be, "We've always done it this way," and are consequently resistant to any sort of change in the routine. Those words would make a fitting epitaph to inscribe on a city's tombstone when the last young person moves away. It's not always the case that those who hold the levers of influence and power feel that their position is threatened by the new. Instead, it's more common that the new often doesn't have a value obvious enough to offset the inertia of inactivity or disinterest. Why invest in a new library or park if we've managed this long without one? More so than nearly any other factor, this kind of attitude can influence the arts climate in a mid-sized town. Art is, at one level, all about innovation, even if changes come along well-worn channels. Few, if any, artists will be content with just reproducing the works of old masters. Yes, the Impressionist may be great, but art moved on from that. Stasis is an enemy of the arts. There's a scene in Peter Schaeffer's play Amadeus in which Mozart has a conversation with the Austrian emperor right after the debut of his opera, The Abduction from the Seraglio. The emperor pronounces the work a good effort, but is obviously uncomfortable by some of the elements of the composer's style. "It's not the way we've always done it," he basically says, "and while it may be all the rage in other places, it's not needed in Vienna." Art is a subtle, complex mixture of the new and the old, of change and consistency. An initial resistance to change is, in fact, natural. In a 2008 talk at the National Gallery, art critic Peter Sheldahl said, "I think if you see something new and don't resist it and don't dislike it at first, then you're not being honest or you're not paying attention." We always have a full plate of things we like, he noted, and for something else to force its way into your set of opinions, for instance, a new composer you've never heard of, Mozart and Glenn Miller and Bruce Springsteen have to move around a little to make room for Charles Mingus. While some resistance is natural, if given its way, it ultimately closes you off, just as an empty materialism can deaden the human soul. Cities can adopt this attitude toward murals or new public art, or changes in public funding of arts organizations, ideas for expanded arts festivals, new galleries, or any number of things. We've never had murals, so why ought we to start having them now? We've never worried about having sculpture along the Riverwalk, so why start now? But art is about life, and life inevitably changes. Far from making those changes rockier, the arts, when vibrant, helps us accommodate them.
This is Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU-FM, and I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. I'm excited to welcome our next guest, Ashley Brooks, who is a bright young leader here in Waco. She and her husband, Blake, are the duo behind Good Vibes, an incredible open mic night event that occurs every few months at the Jubilee Theater. I've had the privilege of going quite a few times, and it just gets bigger and better every single time that I've gone. It features spoken word and live music and makes space for creatives that have often felt a little underrepresented by the arts here in Waco. Ashley, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Ray.
So I've had the honor of knowing you for quite a while now, and I really feel like you and Blake are two young people who are just awesome. You guys have vision for the creative future of Waco. You have the drive to really make some cool things happen here, and I'm really excited that you guys have the opportunity to bring some much-needed change to the creative scene here in Waco. So before we really get into things, can you just tell me a little bit more about your background as a creative, you know, what sorts of art forms you enjoy and, just kind of how you ended up being who you are today?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let me try to make this as brief as I can. So, I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. So, I mean, the musical background there, the art background is just amazing and explosive. So, I mean, you got blues to rock and roll to hip-hop, just so many genres all packaged in one city. So I've been inspired by that. My dad was a musical artist as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
And he also painted too, which is really cool.
That's
so
really cool.
I just followed after my dad. I'm like, I want to be like dad. So I started finding my own ways of expressing my creativity. So that's, you know, from hip hop to illustration to painting. So anywhere that I can just explore myself artistically, I'm just always ready to push and see what I can do with that.
Sure. That's awesome. So you do a bit of visual and musical stuff as well?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. So why do you feel like art and creativity is important for you?
Well, for one, it's definitely freeing. It's definitely freeing.
Sure.
I think that it's important for us to express ourselves. And I grew up in a household where, once again, my dad was a creative. My mom was a writer. So she always told us, my dad always told us, hey, just express yourselves and be yourself and find out what you're passionate about. So I found a deep interest in words and using my words to put out a message to people. So I'm like, well, I can't sing, so let me try rapping. And I wanted to work on putting out a positive message through rap because, I mean, we all know some of the rap music that's out now, it's not really inspiring. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's not really a deep message to it, but we do have some artists who do it, and I want to be one of those. So, yeah, that's what really pushed me to express myself.
Yeah, awesome. That's so good. How did you end up in Waco?
So my dad got a job offer out here.
Okay.
So he just moved the whole family. I was 1 year in college at MTSU, and I had to move out to MCC.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cool. How have you liked it so far?
Oh, I love it. I found my husband, so hey. That's something.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's a win for me.
So funny. So you and I, you know, in our own free time, have had some really good conversations about what being a creative here is like,
right?
Especially for young Black artists. Mm-hmm. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about that? What are some of the challenges that you've come across?
Yeah, sure. So one of the challenges definitely is that there's a lack of presence as far as the genres that we're into and that we do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you come to Waco, Texas, you're definitely going to hear some country. You're going to hear a little bit of rock. But as far as the neo-soul, the R&B, maybe even jazz, I feel like there's a lack. So that's definitely one of the challenges. Another challenge I'd say would be the venues. There's not a whole lot of venues, but it is growing.
Yeah.
So just finding different spaces where we can build a platform, it's kind of difficult. It's hard.
Yeah.
So the Jubilee is one place that we found to be a great place, a safe place for us to just vibe. That's why we call it Good Vibes.
Yeah.
But we can vibe, just build that community and just love on one another through the art that we all do.
Sure. So can you go ahead and just give us a rundown of Good Vibes, you know, what it is and how that started?
Yeah, sure. So, Good Vibes. So Good Vibes started, me and Blake, my husband, we were just talking about the challenges that we face. And one of those personally that we faced was just having a place where we can connect with other artists and learn how to cultivate our gifts.
Sure.
So we're like, man, let's just let's create that place. Let's see if we can do it. So we went ahead and pushed out Good Vibes, and we thought about why we wanted to do it. We want to build that and build a good community. So why not call it Good Vibes and bring that? So, we decided to go with that. We thought open mics would be the perfect place for new artists out here to just get their names out there and get their message out there. They needed a platform just as well as we did. So just seeing what Good Vibes has turned into, it's just mind-blowing to me. And, each show it does become more and more successful. We get more and more artists who want to hit the stage, and you know, just to see that and to see the artists that are out here, it's inspiring to me and Blake. It's like, man, we have to keep doing this and keep making it run so that these people will continue to have a safe place to do these things.
Yeah, definitely. I think I went to either the first or like the second show that you guys did, and I remember that, I mean, it was incredible, but you guys had quite a few artists from like Dallas and Austin or maybe even San Antonio or something like that. And they were, of course, great. But as time has gone on, it seems like you guys have more and more local people who are participating, which I think is really exciting to kind of see more talent coming from where we are.
I think one of the biggest things with that was people in Waco, it seems like they might be scared or not know what to expect, especially since we don't really have that scene here, something new. So, you know, with things that are new, it's kind of hard just to push yourself into it. With people that's in Dallas and Austin, San Antonio, those are big cities and they're used to events like this. So they want to come out and continue doing what they've already been doing. So I think the people in Waco needed to see it first, to see what it was like. And when they experienced it first, they said, I want to be on stage. I want to do this. I think I can do this.
Yeah.
So it really just pushed them to go out and do it. And it's been amazing. So, yeah, we definitely try to get the local artists out there because there's so much talent in Waco.
Sure. So have you and Blake been able to kind of see your vision of getting to know and really, interact with other artists here? Has that happened for you guys?
I think so. But I think it is also hard because we don't have a place that we can continue to go to just to network. We have to get a venue, rent it, which does cost money.
Yeah.
And that gets difficult, too, a little bit. But we have connected with a lot of people. And each time that we do have a show, that connection builds more and more.
Yeah.
So we are working to have more shows and to find just a place where we can all just talk, cultivate our art together and just grow together.
Yeah, definitely. So I think one of my favorite things about Good Vibes is that when you're there, it really feels like, even if you're just in the audience watching, it feels like you kind of are able to still take ownership of what's happening, if that makes sense. Because, I know you MC a lot of what happens.
Right.
And so you have a great personality once you're out there. And you're so fun. But there's like a lot of interaction between the performers and the audience. And it kind of just feels like this one giant, creative just event that's happening where, you don't even have to be performing, but you still have the ability to feel like you're a part of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like a really unique thing that you guys have done that doesn't happen in a lot of events here in Waco.
I agree with that. I mean, we wanted to create a personal experience for everybody. The people that aren't really into performing music, they still love it.
Yeah.
And they want to participate. They want to get to know the people that are on stage. So why not? Right.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, I have to change my mindset. Right.
Sure.
So when I go on stage, I can't think like, oh my gosh, I'm about to MC a show. No, it's about connecting with those people that's out there. And I don't feel the mic. I don't see the mic. It's just I'm having a conversation with the people that's on stage and the people that's out there in the audience.
Sure.
And I think that's why the more and more we do these shows, the more and more it feels like a family vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I think that's a really good way of describing that. So before you started doing Good Vibes, had you really had much experience doing this sort of thing where you're emceeing like a, an event like this?
Not events, but I did DJ at Skate World.
Okay. So that's so fun.
Yeah. Right. I had a fun job skating and DJing. That was great. So yeah, that got me over being afraid of talking on a mic.
Sure. Sure, that's really cool. So do you plan to do, much performing and whatnot yourself in the future?
Yeah, actually I'm working on putting out a few singles this summer.
Cool.
And the next show I'm actually going to perform and just put my work out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Have you done that at any of the shows yet? Shows so far?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So this will be the first time.
Yeah. Is there like a reason for that, or are you just?
I think honestly, if I'm being completely transparent, I say fear.
Okay.
Just will people like it? And I had to get past that and say, well, it's not about that. It's about I know that I have a message,
sure.
And this is the way I express myself. So some people will like it, some people won't, but mm-hmm. It's about being free in art. So now I feel like I finally have freedom and I'm ready.
Yeah, awesome. That's so good. I'm excited. I'm ready for that.
Thank you.
So how soon before a show do you guys start planning everything out?
How far?
Yeah, how far in advance?
We try to go back as far as, I say probably 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, it just gives us time to figure out how we're going to market it and how we're going to reach people to come out and perform. And especially with open mics, you got to get people to sign up and give them enough time to practice and rehearse.
Yeah.
Especially with us having a live band, we want to give them time to come out and practice with the live band.
Sure.
So 3 months out.
Sure. Okay, cool. So what are y'all planning to do for the show that's upcoming in July?
I'm glad you asked. So this is going to be a little different. Instead of doing an open mic, we're going to do a jam session called the Kickback Jam.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to be, you know, same atmosphere, kind of, but we want to get more people on stage, even the people that aren't really performing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get them sitting on couches on stage and just be a part of what we're doing up there, to
yeah.
be a part of the music up there. So we're going to have the musicians just jam, play songs that everybody knows,
yeah.
and then we're going to have them play originals for the artists that are going to perform.
That's
so
awesome.
Not an open mic, but we're definitely going to have artists, singers, rappers. We're going to have it all.
Yeah, that's awesome. And when is that going to be?
That's going to be July 28th on Saturday. It's going to be at 8 o'clock p.m.
At the Jubilee Theater?
At the Jubilee.
All right, of course. Nowhere to find you. Cool. So why did you guys decide to do more of a jam session format this time around?
Well, we feel like we want to diversify our events.
Okay.
And we want to create a new experience each time that we do an event.
Sure.
And, I think Waco needs something fresh and something new. And I think that we can do that by offering different events, not just open mics.
Yeah. Awesome. So what kinds of things do you guys have planned for the future of Good Vibes?
So this event, we're going to do some events at Common Grounds, of course. So it's going to be open mics. We want to do a silent disco party.
Cool.
And that hasn't been done here in Waco. So I think that'd be awesome just to pull off. And then
for anyone who doesn't understand what that is, can you describe that?
Oh, sure. So everybody gets a pair of headphones, which is kind of crazy, right? Going to a party. But everybody's pretty much vibing and dancing to their own headphones. So really, if you take your headphones off, all you hear is feet and people breathing and dancing and mouthing the words. So it'd be pretty cool seeing that in Waco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah, I've seen those happen in other places, and they are very strange for onlookers, but I think it's a lot
strange.
Of fun for the people who are in it. So
I think so too. I mean, we get two DJs, so you can toggle back and forth between DJs to hear whichever one you want to hear. So it's crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. That's a lot of fun. So fast forward 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
what does the creative scene look like for Blacks in Waco for you?
Man, I definitely say more venues so that more people can do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then I also say just having that presence in places like, Halftime and other places here in Waco that particularly focuses on the rock and roll or the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just a little bit more diversification and seeing some new spaces.
Definitely. And a space where Black artists can go and feel like they're home, they can go talk to other artists and talk about, you know, the things that we go through, the things that we experience, just to push us to create more and be more creative.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. I think definitely within the work that I've done, I've talked with a lot of the professional Black artists that are here, or, you know, or not even professionals, but, you know, people who are just doing music or painting or mm-hmm. theater or whatever in their own time. And I think that that's kind of a sentiment that's been echoed a lot, is that there's not necessarily a space where people always feel, you know, completely at home, just doing their work and just creating what they create. So yeah, that's cool. Before we go, can you tell us where people can go to keep up with things that you guys are doing with Good Vibes and other events?
Sure. So we have a Facebook that's Good Vibes Waco. If you're not on there, you're on Instagram. That's at Good Vibes Waco. And then also online, you can find us at www.goodvibeswaco.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashley. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we didn't talk about before we go?
Yeah. So I just like to say that I love seeing the art community thrive. I mean, I think in the past 2-3 years, it has grown tremendously. Yeah. So just being a part of that is, man, it's awesome. It's amazing. And I love what y'all are doing with Creative Waco.
Thank you.
Seeing that is so inspiring. Even with this radio thing, I mean, this is...
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. It's been a lot
awesome.
Of fun. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited about the work you guys are doing, and you guys are really starting to tap into something that hasn't really been, you know, investigated before now. So we're really excited about Good Vibes and everything that's going to come from y'all. So
thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Ashley, I'm so excited about the work you're doing. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
This conversation will be posted on kwbu.org. You can also visit creativewaco.org/blog for a recap of this conversation and links to all the places you can find out more information about Good Vibes. Catch the next episode of Conversations with Creative Waco next week on Friday, June 29th at 11:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. This has been Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU FM. I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. Thanks for tuning in.